This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Feeling guilty about your white privilege?
I can't eat the watermelon and fried chicken because that's cultural appropriation. Do you have any white people food?
Is white supremacy getting you down?
Sorry, we have to take the long way, okay? I don't go down any streets named Jefferson or Washington because they had slaves and that's totally racist and it's white supremacy.
Do you want to finally be forgiven for slavery?
I need to call my friends, Shaquita, Shaquanda, and Terrence, and let them know that I'm sorry for slavery and institutional racism and white supremacy.
Well, for a limited time, the Kevin Jackson Radio Show is offering KJ Repair, a fast-track white guilt credit repair program that will free you from the oppressive and debilitating shackles of white guilt. Yes, that's right. Say hello to acknowledging white supremacy and say goodbye to white guilt. All you have to do is listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, and you will get the highest quality in reparations credits. For every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for one full hour of slavery. Not 20 minutes, not 10 minutes, not 5 minutes like some of our competitors. At that rate, you'll have white guilt forever. No, at KJ Repair, for every hour that you listen to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show, you will be forgiven for 1 hour of slavery. That's right, one full hour of slavery. Like it never even happened. Say goodbye to the burdens of your melanin deficiency for only 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, by listening to the Kevin Jackson Radio Show Monday through Friday. Time is running out. You must act now before American slavery is completely forgiven worldwide. If you sign up today, we will forgive you for 30 hours of slavery absolutely free. That's right, 30 hours of slavery absolutely free.
This offers for straight white men only. Blacks, Hispanics, women, gays, trans, and Muslims do not apply. Reparations credits are non-transferable.
Oh, welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson. And so you're listening to, you better take advantage of that. You better get those 30 hours. Even though we cut the show back to 2 hours a day from when we cut that commercial, you know what we'll do? We'll honor it. We'll still honor it. We'll throw in some additional reparation hours for you if you act today. Oh man, we got a crazy crew. So... you guys hear me refer to producers all the time. That was Brett. He's my resident Jew. And Brett is an amazing young man. Amazing guy. Truly. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Welcome to the program. What? Yeah, you know, look, there's so much to talk about that, quite frankly, it's kind of scary. But here's what I do want to start with. I want to start with psychopaths. Because that's what most politicians are. They are psychopaths. As you analyze everything that's going on in politics today, the things that are driving you crazy, the things that you're going, I can't believe, blah, blah, blah. You know, you're sending me these notes all the time. You're sending me voicemails, whatever. Kevin, what about this? And you're outraged, right? And you think to yourself, how could you possibly think to do something like this against the American people? How could you possibly act? And I'm talking about leftists. How can they possibly act outside of your best interest? The best. I mean, this is common sense. This is not rocket science. It's in a word. Psychopath. Most politicians are psychopaths. They say that you have to have that personality trait if you really want to be in politics. You have to be ready to take no prisoners. I mean, think about it this way. You're going to make a decision on troops, and they say, Mr. President, if this happens, we are going to kill, you know, we could get 50 troops killed. But if this happens, we only get 5 killed, but we need to get 5 people out there to get killed. And they go, somebody's got to go, send this group. I mean, think about what it takes to make that decision, and you understand what I'm saying. Now, I will tell you right now, if saving... you know, 50,000 troops means you're going to sacrifice 5. I would say, we got to do it. I would ask for volunteers, though. But there are people who will go, well, send Kevin. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get into that psychopathic mind. And I'm telling you right now, that when the framers put the Constitution together, they knew what the possibility was if they didn't address these psychopaths. They needed people. They said, you got to give something up to go to Congress. You can't go to Congress or go to serve in the government and enrich yourself, because that's going to create, that's going to fuel, it's going to feed the psychopaths. When you went to, when you had to give up your farm and go to Congress, you know, get your own transportation, lose money, your kids and your wife had to take care of the farm. It was like you wanted to get out. The quicker you could get out of there and get back, the better. It's not that way anymore. These people want to camp out. They want to stay forever. They want to die there. John McCain should have retired when they first got diagnosed with skin cancer. He should have retired. Then brain cancer. What, I don't know what all the cancers and all the maladies he had. But let me tell you, that psychopath did not want to leave because he loved the power. He loved what it wielded wherever he went. In the state of Arizona where I reside, it's his ghost still haunts people. You can hardly go anywhere where people, hey, whisper, John McCain, John McCain. Screw John McCain. You know, these people, I'm telling you, people fear this clown. And everywhere you go, whether it's Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, Dick Durbin, or whomever, they're feared in their hometowns. People do not want to cross them. And let me tell you, these men, the framers of our Constitution, they knew the pitfalls of power. And that is why Donald Trump is different. That's why. Think about it. This is a guy who acquired his own kind of power. But his power came in celebrity and branding. And while I will say Donald Trump has probably fudged things a bit, how much money has he made? How great is he really? He's fudged it. So what? Who hasn't? I don't know of anybody who hasn't fudged something. But that's why he's different. Politicians call him an egomaniac when, in fact, they are the egomaniacal demons that are running this government. I dare you. Piss off Pelosi. Anywhere in California, you are dead. You can't do business. You name it. Piss off Clinton. Either one of them. Hillary or Bill, but mostly Hillary. You get on Hillary's dark side, man, you are toast. Chuck Schumer, others like him. Just get them upset with you and see how much they will invoke the government to crush you. I'm going to be talking about a lot of this today. I'm running up against the clock right now, but we will be back. I promise you're going to have a good time on the Kevin Jackson Show. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
How did we miss this? Hey, 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 it's America's Dad. I know it's late, but to all of you dads, it's an honor to be called a father. So let's make today a renewed oath to fulfilling our purpose, strengthening our families, and blah, blah, blah. That was a tweet from Bill Cosby. I think the day after Father's Day, or maybe it was on Father's Day, it drove leftists crazy. Who are you to be talking about this Bill Cosby? You're the person that's raped all these women. Let me tell you something. You want to talk about a dude who's getting an unfair shake? Look at Bill Cosby tweeting, driving people crazy. Tweeting on the same day as OJ, which by the way drove people even nuttier. OJ and Bill Cosby tweeting on the same day. People ask, are we like in a parallel universe? What happened where social media is allowing these two disgraced black men on, on its platform? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're talking to, listening to, rather. Well, maybe you are talking to me. Maybe you're talking to the radio. Yeah. Yeah. Or talking to your computer. Or talking to your phone. Kevin, what you talking about, man? Yeah, man, Bill Cosby used to be the father that people would emulate. They would say, well, I mean, I've said this. Well, they say, Kevin, how are you as a dad? Well, I'm not a Cosby father. Yeah, I'm not the Cosby dad, but I'm pretty good. Can you? I mean, think about it. That was the litmus test of being a good father. Well, I'm not exactly, you know, the Cosby dad. You know, I'm not Cliff Huxtable. Unbelievable. I mean, you want to talk about doing a hammer job on men, and particularly black men. As a black man watching the Cosby Show, I don't know how you looked at that program, but I looked at it as, holy man, if I could be a fraction as concerned and as integrated with my family, meaning doing things with them all the time and giving them advice and not overreacting. And are you kidding? Bill Cosby showed all America how to be a good family. And now the dude is a pariah. Oh, boy. That's not what I was talking about. The political psychopaths. The people that go to D.C. because they have a lust for power. This one guy wrote, I've always said Washington, D.C. is nothing but high school with paychecks. Big paychecks covered by our money. But this has never been on display more than it was this week. And this is a while back he wrote this. He says, Democrats pull the equivalent of a meet me at the monkey bars after school this week, when they followed Nancy Pelosi's lead after she accused the president of the United States in engaging in a cover-up. Now, why am I telling you that these people are psychopaths? I'll explain. The Democrats know for a fact. They know with 100% certainty, not 99%, not 99.9, with 100% certainty that Donald Trump did nothing to interfere in this election except to win it. He did nothing to interfere, yet the Speaker of the House still wants you to believe with overwhelming evidence that supports the other side of this argument. She wants you to believe that Donald Trump is guilty of something. Now, he says, but we're in a post-fact world, so what it is that the president is supposed to be covering up is irrelevant. The lapdog media parroted the charge, not only as if it had been proven, but if it were true. The next day, they settled, at least for now, on what it was supposed to be covered up, obstruction of justice. Somehow, in their twisted minds, cooperating fully with the special counsel's office, but refusing to willingly participate in made-for-TV show hearings covering the exact same ground, is obstruction. The only problem for them, at least legally speaking, is there is no obstruction of justice of Congress. Congress does not dispense justice. They can't charge. They can't indict. They can't even criminally investigate. All they can do is create perception. And that's what this week was all about. I want you to understand. They were saying, oh, Trump doesn't want these people to testify, his White House counsel and all that, because it would be obstruction of justice. They don't dispense justice. All they can do is say, well, we want to ask questions about such and such. But here's the problem. And this is what we learned in some of these other things. What are you asking questions about? Jim Jordan wanted to know, why is John Dean being brought into this whole thing? And it was a really interesting query. Here it is.
1 month ago, May 11th, 2019, haven't we been too long in not giving Trump a meaningful moniker? Should it be Deranged Don, Deadbeat Don, Demagogue Don? Thoughts, please, comments. Mr. Dean, who wrote that?
I assume that was mine.
It was yours. 19 days ago, May 22nd, 2019, there was this. We are witnessing Trump's massive cover-up of his criminal behavior as POTUS. He's incapable of accomplishing anything. Mr. Dean, you know who wrote that?
I suspect that was me again.
It was you. I want to focus on that last sentence. As POTUS, as President of the United States, he, Donald Trump, is incapable of accomplishing anything. When you made that statement, Mr. Dean, what did you have in mind? You thinking about the 3.2% economic growth rate we had the last quarter? Thinking about the fact we got the lowest unemployment in 50 years? How about the fact the hostages are back from North Korea? Maybe you were thinking about this. When you said the President of the United States was incapable of doing anything, were you thinking about the fact that the embassy is now in Jerusalem? I mean, I think about this one. Every single candidate for as many cycles as I can remember, Republican and Democrat, have promised the American people, you elect me, we're going to move the embassy to Jerusalem. And guess what? They get elected and they come up with a million reasons why they can't do what they said they were going to do. But this president didn't. The embassy is now in Jerusalem. So I'm just wondering, what were you thinking about when you said he's incapable of accomplishing anything?
Mr. Jordan, I think that under the parliamentary rules of the House, I'm refraining from addressing a full answer to your question.
You weren't refrained in your tweets and your comments and the things
you
wrote.
My tweets are not subject to the parliamentarian.
They are subject to state of mind and the perspective you bring to this hearing, and I think the American people understand.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. So that was Jim Jordan, Congressman Jim Jordan, guy I really like, man. I met Jim up in when I was in an event in D.C. Cool cat. But he's asking, what's the motivation of you? You're an anti. Think about this, folks. This is a Republican who worked for the Richard Nixon administration who now doesn't like Donald Trump. A Republican, a never Trumper. And you know why? A criminal, by the way. A criminal conspirator of the highest order. I played other things about John Dean that you can go back and check the podcast at kjradio.com. He's a horrible man. Covered up, tried to cover up for Richard Nixon. And Jerry Nadler brings him before the committee to talk about the Mueller report, knowing that he's completely anti-Trump, wants to tie it to Watergate. They have no ability to do anything except to build a perception, and they bring a crook to do it. I want you to understand the level of psychopath that you have to have to where you say, I'm still going to make people convict in the court of public opinion an innocent man because it suits my needs. It suits my thirst, my hunger, if you will, for power. That's what the Democrats are doing. When we come back, we'll develop it even more. Stay tuned.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether the Trump administration acted lawfully when it canceled a program that provided legal protections and work permits to undocumented immigrants who came to the United States as children. A ruling on the case may not come, though, until early next year. Fresh off last night's Democratic primary debate in Miami, Florida, several of the presidential candidates paid a visit to a detention center in Homestead where legal aliens are being held. Former HUD Secretary Julian Castro attempted to go inside the detention center, but was told he could not.
We were stonewalled today by
an administration and a private contractor that does not want us to see what is happening behind those walls.
It's unclear why Castro thought when he arrived unannounced at the detention center he would be allowed in for a tour without proper protocols being followed. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
They want to impeach Donald Trump, but nothing is happening, and I have a theory. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to KJRadio.com. Deep thinker. That's what I consider myself. A deep thinker, a thought leader. Kurt Schleister, a buddy of mine, said, you can't be a thought leader if you haven't, like, been in a bar fight. That's what he said. Well, I've had my share of all kinds of fights. Some of the toughest people, I think, in the world. And I've managed to survive. And that's why I talk much smack. It doesn't matter to whom. It doesn't matter where it is. It doesn't matter how big you are. I talk my smack. And it isn't that I'm trying to antagonize or whatever. I talk my truth, and nobody is going to shut down my truth. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I hope you don't let people shut down your truth. Anyway, I have a theory why they will not impeach Donald Trump. Because Ocasio-Cortez came out and said, if we don't do something, then Donald Trump is going to win again. Yeah, you want to know why Donald Trump's going to win again? He's going to win again because people are feeling it in their pocketbooks. Here's what I want you to put together here. Ocasio-Cortez is saying he could win again. Representative Al Green, excuse me, I burped. Representative Al Green says that Donald Trump, the only way we can stop him is to impeach him. But every poll that's out there says every candidate that we have can beat Donald Trump. Joe Biden can beat him the worst. Bernie Sanders is next. Elizabeth Warren, all of them down to Yang. They can all beat him in a head-to-head matchup. Yet, all their top people, the people who have the biggest mouths in D.C., are going, we must impeach him. But they won't. And there's a reason that they won't. At least in my opinion, there's a reason. I have thought about this and I said, if you keep calling for impeachment, if you keep demanding it, what is preventing it? Why is it that it's an easy thing to do? Nancy Pelosi runs the House. Impeach him. Bring it to the floor. So I'm going to ask you, why do you think somebody who's got the power to do something won't act? You want to give it a little thought? Should we play the Jeopardy music right now? Huh? Y'all want? Well, let me get one of my producers. Get the Jeopardy. Let me save you from having to think about it too much longer. The reason you won't act on something that you go, I can do this, but you won't act, is because you know what's coming. I tweeted to Ocasio-Cortez or somebody, I forget who it was. This is one of these lefties. And I said, the reason you don't... And see, Ocasio-Cortez isn't in the inner circle. She wants to be. She's too stupid to be. She'll keep herself in the media, and that's great. As I said to you guys, I think Ocasio-Cortez is going to have a tough time getting reelected this next time around. But let me tell you, she's not in the inner circle, in the core circle, the Nancy Pelosi circle. Nancy Pelosi was anti-impeachment. Then suddenly she was talking impeachment. And so somebody got to her and said, Nancy, we got to start talking impeachment. Now, I would tell you, my theory about them talking impeachment is, in a single word, getting money. The more they talk about, we need to impeach the president. Will you send us $10, $20, $25 to help us out? They don't need any help. They could do it today. They could have done it a week ago. It's not going to go anywhere, but they could do it. So why haven't they done it? Simple answer. They know that if they do that, and Donald Trump then drops his bomb, because I believe Donald Trump has a nuclear button called, the minute you go the next step, I'm pushing another button. Think of it when he said, I'm going to declassify everything. I mean, is that not warning enough that you are pushing me too far? So he dropped the MOAB, the mother of all bombs. That's a big bomb, but it's not nuclear. Okay? So he dropped the MOAB and said, okay, I'm going to declassify everything. And that sent the Democrats scurrying back, particularly, oh, Mama Pelosi, right? Mama Pelosi's like, oh, shoot, he's declassifying. So they got investigations of the Clintons going on. He just got rid of John Huber and replaced him with Durham. And Durham is a Trump appointee. Huber was a Clinton appointee working with Horowitz. So now they suddenly step back. The tsunami that had rolled back from the ocean is now looking like a calm ocean again. You could go to the beach and it looks like it never happened. And it's a very simple reason, because Donald Trump has a nuclear bomb. I don't know what it is. But Donald Trump is not an idiot. He's daring him. I dare you to impeach me. Because here's what would happen. You impeach Donald Trump and say, he's obstructing justice. He did this. And then Donald Trump releases the button, pushes it, and it turns out suddenly all this information pours out that proves without beyond a shadow of a doubt that you orchestrated the entirety of this thing, and now you're impeaching him, which means what? Cover up? Can you say it with me, everybody? Listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. Cover up. Cover up. Yeah. So once you go nuclear on him and impeach, then he goes, okay, that's exactly what I wanted. Here's all the information that proves that not only did they orchestrate this, they were the ones covering up. They needed to get rid of me in order for this to happen. And that, my friends, is doomsday for the Democrats. Now, we don't need that for doomsday for the Democrats. It's going to come out. Even if they don't impeach, they're between a rock and a hard place. But if they do impeach, it's Armageddon for them. That's what I say. This guy, I was reading from his article earlier, he says, by dragging administration officials who've already given testimony up to Capitol Hill to repeat Democrat Party selected portions of their previous told stories, the only purpose being served is optics. In the 448-page Mueller report, there are embarrassing moments that can be politically damaging when cherry-picked and put on video. And that's the point. Democrats know there was no obstruction of justice in the Mueller probe. Now they're aiming to commit character assassination. The written word's one thing, but having people on video selecting lines is another. The Democrats want to turn the House of Representatives into a campaign ad. Do you think it's going to work? I'm going to help you with it. This is not going to work. He goes on to say this, but the Democrats didn't count on this one thing. Beyond the claim of executive privilege is Donald Trump is striking back. When the White House announced that it had given authority to declassify anything he saw fit to get to the origins of the Russian hoax to Attorney General, Democrats were caught flat-footed. Faced with the ultimate power move, one that could blow the doors off their plans for 2020, they freaked out. I told you. They freaked out. These are people that they have tried every trick in the book to make this look like, you know, Donald Trump is keeping information. Right. I want you to understand the thought process here. Donald Trump is, he's obstructing justice. He's keeping everything for us. Hey, I'll declassify it all. Have a look. What would you do? You're positioning this guy as he's hiding stuff from us. He doesn't want us to see it. He says, have it all. Give it all to him. You understand what I'm saying? He says this. Says, while Trump stonewalls the public from learning the truth about the obstruction of justice, this is what Adam Schiff tweeted. Trump and Barr conspired to weaponize law enforcement and classified information against their political enemies. This cover-up has entered a new dangerous phase. This is un-American. The panic drips off the screen, is what this guy writes. He says, somehow now, the release of more information is a masterstroke in the plot to obstruct. How that works is a mystery, but when you're grasping at straws, you grab at any straw you can put your hands on. Remember when Adam Schiff said he had all this information against Donald Trump? I keep asking, where is it? Now Donald Trump says, I'll make it all available to you, and the Democrats freak out. But guess what? That is only the beginning. And look, you know, there's not many people who are going to talk about this impeachment thing in the way that I'm telling you, in the sense that, because Pelosi says Trump was, she said this a while back, she goes, Trump is daring us to impeach him. And my initial thought was, that's idiotic. Donald Trump doesn't want to be impeached. It's another distraction. But as I thought about it, I said, what would I do if I were the master craftsman, if I knew what Donald Trump knew? Now, I know in my heart of hearts that the Democrats are guilty. I don't need any more evidence. The Steele dossier, everything leading up to the FISA courts, you don't need anything more than the power of common sense to know that the Democrats are guilty. But when you have the power that Trump has, which is an inside peek at everything now, you know this man is baiting him. This is the art of the deal being played out. And the Democrats are losing in every negotiation because Trump is playing them like a fiddle. So I asked myself, maybe Trump did want them to impeach him. And then I came up with that
theory. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If I were a Democrat, I would be level setting about Barack Obama. See, I wrote an article a while back asking, what if what you thought you knew turned out to be wrong? And I asked this question about Democrats' beliefs about Trump. Like, what if it turns out Trump's not racist? He's not a misogynist. He's not a warmonger. He's not any of the things that you think him to be. What if? Just don't. You know, I'm not asking you to believe into it. I'm asking you to consider it. Just think for a second. What if it were to turn out that he wasn't what you thought he was, and he's actually a good president? How would that affect you? So, but then I said, you know what? A better question might be, what happens when the Democrats find out that Obama is a big black lie? See, I wrote a book called The Big Black Lie, and it was a lie about all the things that I was supposed to be as a kid growing up, that the Democrat Party embraced me as a young black man. I knew this to be a lie. and I wrote about it. And part of my juxtapositioning was that, and this was in my second book, In Sexy Brilliance, I said, I look at my life in Barack Obama's, and I look at being raised by my grandparents, who, you know, were obviously black, and him being raised by his white grandparents, and how he completely just went in a completely different direction. Now, some would say, Kevin, you went in a different direction, too. There are black people that go, you don't like black folks. And I crack up because I think, yeah, well, whatever. But Barack Obama really doesn't like white people. He doesn't. He uses them. I don't use black people. I wish nothing but the best for black folks. But I do know who the big black lie is. I know the one that was told to me. And I had no idea that Barack Obama was going to come along and essentially bring life to my book, The Big Black Lie, and then later be called Sexy Brilliance. As Michael Eric Dyson said, Barack Obama brought sexy brilliance to the White House. So going back to the notion of Democrats and considering, what if everything you thought about Barack Obama was wrong? How does that change your world? Because see, what I'm telling you, the audience listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you conservatives, there are many of these people that believe now that they were wrong about Barack Obama. Let me tell you something about yourselves, conservatives. Many of you voted for Barack Obama because you wanted to believe in him. You wanted to believe that lie. And you know what you did? In the 2016 election, you said, I've seen enough. Many of you said it before that, in 2010, in 2012, in 2014, and certainly in 2016. It became loud and clear that many of these conservatives went no more. Many Democrats said the same thing. Many black folks are saying the same thing right now. Many Latinos are saying the same thing. Many millennials are saying the same thing. Many other Democrats are saying the same thing, and independents. That is why there's a prediction that's been made. I even said, why bother having the 2020 election? Because you know the outcome. Oh, I know. Kevin, don't be so cocky. Don't be what they were. You know why I can be what they were? Because I am a realist. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't. The reason why I want Trump reelected has nothing to do with his politics. I wouldn't care if Donald Trump were a Democrat at this stage of the game. I would vote for the Democrat for the first time in my adult life because I'd say this guy knows what he's talking about. He's not, he picked the side, but it didn't even matter what side he picked. He's an ideologue for America. I'll vote for him. And there's a prediction. Yeah, Democrats who thrived on hope, because they certainly got change, are going to help drive Donald Trump to another election victory. But play the game. Let's go ahead and play this game we got to play out in 2020 because we can't skip it. Yeah, we can't skip the game, unfortunately. We can't just hand the win to Donald Trump. Even though if there were any a president that I would like to hit the golden button for and just push him right into 2020, it would be Donald Trump. But you know what? If we got to... run the race. Let's run the race. But there won't be an upset this time, folks. Trump has stacked the deck. Three modelers predicting President Trump will win re-election in 2020 based on a combination of economic data and incumbent advantages. This is what the New York Times reported. Stephen Radner wrote that Ray Fair of Yale favors Trump to win based on a model that combines incumbency and GDP. Growth rates. The model predicted Barack Obama's 2008 popular vote margin within a fraction of a percentage point and got within 0.2 of a point for 2012. Radner, who served as a counselor to the Treasury Secretary during the Obama administration, added this. The model correctly predicted an electoral victory for Trump in 2016, but overestimated his popular vote share by 5.5 points, which Radner attributed to Trump's personal unfavorables. In other words, a more normal Republican would have won the popular vote by a substantial margin instead of losing it by 3 million votes. Well, let me say this to Radner. Donald Trump won the popular vote, too. Yeah, he did. He beat Hillary Clinton soundly. in the electoral vote and the popular vote. Speaking of the electoral vote, New Mexico's Democrat governor voted down the electoral, them trying to get rid of the electoral system. Voted it down. Anyway, let me continue. What's different this time, Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? Let me count the ways. First, Obama can no longer weaponize the government against Trump. This leads me to the second advantage that Trump now has. Trump exposed the weaponized Obama government. This is not going to bode well for anybody down ticket, no matter who it is, to carry a D after their name into 2020. Here's what you're going to see. Let me just go ahead and make a prediction. You're going to see a lot of people who have previously run as Democrats, who ran under the careful wing of Barack Obama, the coattail of Barack Obama, who are going to switch and think they're going to switch back. Sort of like this guy, Justin Amash. Well, wait what happens to see what happens to Justin. Third, Trump is proven. Pretty much the only president in modern history who kept his promises. Trump dispels the myth of the politician. People love this. He is not going to change. He is still going to tweet. He is still going to raise holy H-E double crooked socks when you accuse him of something that he didn't do. And the only difference now is he's got a 10,000 times more credibility. Here's the fourth reason. Results. Unlike Obama, Trump has amazingly positive results. A booming economy by anybody's standards. And in fact, this economy is so good that Obama and his sycophants want to take credit for all the good moves that Trump is making. But the problem that they have is Obama's own words. Obama said Trump couldn't bring manufacturing jobs back. He said the new norm was 2% GDP. And Trump essentially said wrong and wrong. And he brought manufacturing jobs back. I think we're over 500,000 manufacturing jobs now that Trump has brought back. And the GDP is 100% more than Barack Obama said it could possibly be. It's actually more than that. Now, we know that Obama will be a known liar by the time the election rolls around. The Democrats will have suborned a known liar. And if you think that's going to go unnoticed on the voter, then you're wrong. You're sadly mistaken. These people have got... Okay, so the guy doing the poll, he's 100% right. Trump's going to win. Now, what does that mean? What else does Trump need? Trump needs to strip that gavel from Nancy Pelosi and just bang her over the head with it. That's what he needs. He needs the House. So that's issue number one. He will gain more seats in the Senate in the next election cycle. I'm telling you where this is going to go. I want to be on record for having told you how this is going to shake out. Donald Trump is going to take advantage of every crazy idea that's been done by the left. He's going to have an economy. Look, I know the stock market went down last week. So what? You got to play that. If you're in the market, you're still way up. I know I am. I can speak for myself. So it went way down. Congratulations. It'll go back up. And 2020 is going to come in with some stellar numbers. And even the big boys won't be able to manipulate it, as they've tried to do. The George Soroses and the Buffetts and anybody else. Go for it. Watch what happens. So these guys know what they're talking about. Look, when we get back, I want to talk about the measles. I want to talk about the Democrats in general. Brazilian gay. That's an interesting story.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.